Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin.
show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning into a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line to help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart and you'll never lose.
Everyone, and welcome to our trans-global version of the Healing Fountain Show. Now, this is a live show, and this is Jan Christie speaking to you from somewhere near Liverpool in the United Kingdom. And I say trans-global because we join up and link up with people from all over the world to co-create the wonderful energy that we get on the Healing Fountain Show. And this is week 233, and we have the welcome return of the lovely Kelly Coulter. And she's going to be taking callers, so you can call in. And the call-in number is 646-929-0461. And you can call in for a reading. If you're calling from outside the United States, the number is 001-646-929-0461. And I'm linked up with the switchboard over there in New York. And normally at this point in the show, we link up with Gary from Oregon, but unfortunately he's full of flu and he's ill. So we're going to be sending in love, light and healing coming right out to you, Gary, from everybody listening in, people in the chat room and from our lovely guest, Kelly. Okay, we're going to touch the divine and we're going to link up with spirit when we bring Kelly on to bring you the divine messages and the lovely card readings that she does. But before we do that, we're going to actually play a song for Kelly. And she requested this one. And I've got it on here on the switchboard. I've got to be like an octopus because I've got to do everything at once today. Here we go. She requested Paul Wilbur, Lift Up Your Eyes. So here we go. This one's especially for Kelly, and we'll bring her on in just a few moments, and she's going to be talking about near death as well as taking callers. So here we go. This is for you, Kelly. Give it a spin. Lift up my eyes. Woo! Oh, very popular in the chat room, that one. Well, I tried to sing along, but I don't know it. Sorry about that. But it is a lovely song, Kelly. Thank you for requesting that. And if we felt like we were going to fall asleep, that certainly wakened us up, because we lost an hour's sleep last night. Our clocks went forward. So you know what it's like when you lose an hour's sleep. You don't recover for about 3 weeks. Well, I don't. Anyway, okay, we're going to bring Kelly on. She's from Idaho, in case anybody doesn't know that. So can you unmute your mic, please, Kelly? Are you there?
I think I am.
Oh, great. Lovely to have you back on the show.
Oh, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
I didn't realize you guys went into daylight savings time. Yeah, we had that event happen about
a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, a few weeks ago.
The show was synchronized at different times in your country and in my country. So, but anyway, never mind. We're all synchronized now, so that's good. And we're going to be speaking a little bit about near death, etc., before we actually bring any callers on. We do have a few on the switchboard right now.
Awesome. Alrighty.
So, near death, you had a few experiences of that, didn't you, Kelly?
Well, I had one major one that was that happened when I was 10. And, of course, it was, an event just that one time, I'll say, was plenty for me to have went there, got the experience, and I came back knowing that I had a purpose in life. I had, a mission, if you so to speak, a love mission impossible. It's like sometimes that seems what it was like. It's like they want me to do what? And it's like, and they won't even tell me what I'm supposed to do. I have to figure it out on my own. It's like, how in the heck do I do that?
It's hard. Yeah, that happens to me as well.
They don't give you the simple answers. I know. And it was kind of difficult because the area that I grew up in was, very, very backwards in terms of, well, of course, 45 years ago, the stuff that we talk about today, people go, I think that child's a bit touched, it's like, should we get those guys in white, the white suits and stuff, away and examine them. So, you quickly learn that you just didn't talk about certain things or your grandparents would come along and pat you on the head and go, oh, how nice that you have imaginary friends, dear. Isn't that wonderful? It's like, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Well, it must have been difficult at 10. I was about 25 when I had mine, but 10 would have been hard. But actually, when I was about 5, I was seeing and hearing all sorts of things and people passing over my head, waving as they went, So it is hard when you're young because, as you said, you didn't talk about it and your mother gave you a really strange look if you said anything sort of at all about it. So
I will say it was my grandparents. My grandmother was the organist for the Episcopal Church back in the day. So she had this, proper image to maintain. And of course, granddaughters can't be running around, saying things. And my mom had a whole different thing. This is where I will say I'll get my giftedness from. She had a whole different attitude about it. She just wasn't outspoken about it was all. So it took me quite a few years, I'll say probably until my later teenage years, to actually figure out that my mother was fairly gifted on her own, and I still didn't know what, though. I mean, I honestly didn't find out what a near-death experience was until about my mid-30s was the first time I ever really read anything on it because, back in the day, it's like we didn't really have computers. The first time I ever really saw a computer was when I went to college, and that was back in the day when they had, they were teaching us the basic language of, like, Fortran and COBOL. It's like how to write the computer languages, which I passed the class. That's what I'm gonna say. I passed the class, but it's like it was over. I knew it was in over my head at that phase. So we have come so far, in the technology age as to what we do and what we're open to. But up to the point where we're at now, where I don't know. I think so many things are going on planet wide right now. We've had a lot of people calling in going, what is with the energy? What is going on right now? And I know there's a key word for this, and somebody is, kind of let me know this, is like a trigger point for people is the word rising. It's rising energies, or whether it's Atlantis rising, or whether it's, our frequency rising. But rising is a key word to help people trigger to remember what we're here for. And we've had all kinds of, I'll say literally, planetary bombardment in terms of vibrations. It's like there's, all kinds of stuff coming from space. And it's like, some of it is the solar flares. For example, I'll pick on one of my friends here that she's got a dog that is what we call, energy sensitive, but he has like seizures. The dog has seizures when there's like what's called a CME, a coronal mass ejection, which is a solar flare. Yeah. Her dog had 4 seizures in the same day. Oh. So my friend called me going, get ready for a rodeo, because we're going to be bombarded. It's like, you know, you're going to see, and we have, we've seen this, you know, happening in the last, you know, week or so. Is, you know, Skype has been acting up, our computers have been acting up, our, you know, let's talk, phones have been acting up, you know, everything has just been kind of going goofy, because when that stuff hits the, hits our atmosphere, you know, the shield that literally that surrounds our planet, it really messes with the electrical stuff. Plus, had word from another friend, and he's aware of this place called HAARP. It's all capitals. It's HAARP. If you ever, you know, interested in that.
Oh yes, yeah, I've read about that. Yeah, on YouTube.
Right.
Yeah,
and he said that you know, he was just talking about where in the area of the country that he is at. He is just going, the weather is just crazy. You know, it's like, I mean, it always was a little bit weird. You know, where it was at. It was one of those places in the country where you joked about, said, you know, if you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes and it'll change.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's gotten worse than that. It's like, you know, it's like we've had all four seasons in the same day. I'm like, that's pretty amazing. You know, he says, yes, it was.
It is. It's very, very strange, the things that are going on now. But, I mean, we can expect it probably to get even worse, because it's irreversible what's happened to the weather and the climate and the global warming. It's irreversible. So there's going to be a lot of things in the future. But, you know, we're creating heaven on earth right now, here on earth as we speak, and so we'll just have to create the best conditions that we can.
Right. Well, one of the things I've really been looking at is there's a book, I don't know if you're a Greg Braden fan or not, but he wrote a book published back in 2000 called The Isaiah Effect. I've bought three more of his newer books, and it's like I still haven't. I'm working through those, because I'm still kind of working with The Isaiah Effect, because what I realize is a lot of people, there's what I call the first wavers. You know, there's people like, you know, say you and I, and you know people that have been doing this for a while.
Mm-hmm.
We're out there at that leading edge of the bell curve, you know, so to speak. And then there's kind of, I'll say, the, you know, other people who are just picking up on this, and people who are starting to call in the shows and going, what is going on? It's like, you know, I mean, we've literally had people kind of go, I've never been spiritual in my life, and all of a sudden it's like I'm, you know, having dreams and seeing this and doing that and blah, blah, you know. It's like, what is going on?
Yeah.
You know, and they're people are looking for answers and going, what in the world? And it is, you know, we can just tell them, you know, hey, you know, fasten your seatbelt. You're about to have the Fredstone ride of your life.
That's right. But speaking of rising, that'd be why Riser 5, who created the gold ring and the gold ring healing fountain, that'd be why he called himself Riser. I didn't realize that before.
I'll be darned. Wow.
Yeah, Riser 5, his name is.
Interesting. Mm. Wow.
He's got hundreds of videos on YouTube.
I'll be darned. I'll have to look that up.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. And we've also got, I'm hoping to get a guest on with you, and I think I mentioned her before, is this Laura Perratt?
Yes, I'll contact her shortly.
Perfect. Wonderful. If she hasn't been on yet, it's like you will be totally amazed at what she does. And she does, you know, like the angel talk, like healing speak or something like that. It's phenomenal. And once she comes on, people will listen to the archives and be able to get healing through what she does in the archives, because it's the tones, it's the vibrations. It's, you know, it just, I can't say enough positive about this woman. She is just amazing.
Mm.
It's like, woo. It's like,
yeah.
Oh, it'll be in for a good time.
Oh yeah. Like, we'll get her on.
Yeah. Excellent.
She's free.
Oh yeah. Yep. You know, so as far as, you know, we're going, it's like, you know, the rest of us are kind of going, you know, kind of going along here, and it's like, and we're trying to help people. It's the question of, we don't want to just give a man a fish, you know, and feed him for a day. We're trying to teach people to fish and feed him for a lifetime, which is like, you know, we're trying to help people, you know, raise their energy vibrations, you know, learn how to do this, because we've said in all the shows that I've been on, everyone is psychic. Everyone has a gift. Everyone has intuition. Everyone has a hunch. And it's getting to be more that way, because people go, well, I kind of had a feeling. I'm just kind of calling, you know. It's like, and yeah, call in for confirmation, because, you know, people are getting more of those, you know, gut hunches, and they're starting to really be aware that, hey, I'm getting this stuff. And it's like, even if they don't know what it is now, the really sad part is some people are very entrenched in, I mean, and I will say I am too still. It's like, I still am very fundamental in a lot of my beliefs. I'm a Bible reader, you know. It's like, that's where my base is. You know, but the difference is that God is a spirit, and those who worship him worship with spirit and truth. And this is what we're doing, is we're moving into a higher vibration in the spiritual realm. So I don't have a conflict with it, because I see it as, this is spiritual work, and this is what we're supposed to be doing. I don't, I just don't see the dark side of it. Well, not that I don't. I know there is a dark side of it, and I know there's, you know, people, if the vibrations are not high enough, and if you're not coming from a positive place, there is a cautionary. You know, it's not just saying, oh, yeah, jump out there and, you know, left field and just, you know, plow on, because people have gotten themselves into messes. They really have.
Yeah, we don't need to wallow in it, do we? Don't need to wallow in the dark side.
Right,
it's like, I mean, ascension is like crossing the street from the dark side where there's fear into the sunlight, and it's as simple as that. Yeah.
Exactly. And I just, I did read some of the, I'll say more, some of the more science techie stuff, and I hadn't really realized this before, but fear is a really slow, if you think of, you know, if you've seen the scientific stuff, the sine waves, you know, how they kind of roll along like a trough in the ocean, you know, you think of that. And it's like, they're really long, you know, kind of slow waves, and they don't activate very many of our DNA cells when people are acting in a fear, you know, when they have a fear wave literally in their body. Love wave, on the other hand, is really close together. It's almost like a sewing machine, you know, going zigzag, and it goes back and forth through our DNA, our helixes, and our molecules, and it activates more of them. And I believe one of the things I read on it was, it said that currently, you know, we have about 64. It was like they were saying, we have about 64, I don't know, pairs, or, you know, in the DNA chromosomes or whatever, you know, that need to be activated.
Yeah.
And I went, shades of the I Ching. It's like there's 64 tangrams, or, you know, whatever they call those things in there. It's like, that's really interesting. And they said, right now, we currently only have like 21 of them activated. But the more we vibrate to that love vibration, and the faster it is, the more we connect and the more connections we make in our DNA, and we rise that, you know, we have that rising up. So,
yeah.
A lot of things going on.
And love can't exist where fear is.
No, exactly. It's like, it's like matter and antimatter. It's like light and dark. It's like the, you know, dark cannot exist where light is.
No,
and
that's right.
Matter and antimatter cannot exist in the same, cannot occupy the same space either. There's a big kaboom, you know. So kind of the same thing. It's like, yep, if you stay in the light, there's no room for anything else to enter in. So
That's right. And if you take a candle into a darkened room, it's not dark anymore.
That is correct. Yep, yep.
Yeah. Shall we bring some callers on? We've got about 7 on the switchboard.
You betcha.
Okay, then. So I'll bring the first caller on, who's been waiting 42 minutes up to now, and it's area code 207.
Okay.
Are you wanting
Hello.
A message from Kelly? Hello, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Dee, and I'm calling from Maine, and I'd love a message.
Dee from Maine. Welcome to the show.
Yes.
You're live on air with Kelly.
Thank you.
Okay. Hey, Dee. I'm just a card reader, so one of the things that that I need to get from you is at least just the month and the day of your birth, and then if we want to look at something specific, you know, what's happening this year, I'll need your current age. So if you can start out with a month and a day for me, I can at least tell you what your birth card is.
Okay, it's August 30th, 1961, and I want to know what the rest of the year holds for me.
All righty, sounds good. August, September, October, November, December. Okay, yeah, you're a ways through there. Okay, August 30th, you are, oh my goodness, you are a nine of hearts person, and you have a seven of clubs as your planetary ruler. The first thing I'm going to say about the nine of clubs people, or excuse me, nine of clubs, nine of hearts people, any of the nines, I'll just say any of the nines. Your whole life, you come here to complete things, and you come here to tie things up. So this is, I'm not going to say it's going to be absolutely your last lifetime, but, you know, this is one of those things where you're completing things. And one of the big things that you're completing constantly is going to be in relationships. Let's see, August 30th. Okay, so look here real quick. See where you're already at, where you've been, and where you're going to. Okay, you've already finished a Mercury time frame, Venus, Mars, and Jupiter. Your Saturn time frame. Okay, so you're entering into your hardest time of the year right now, actually, because that started on March 27th, which was, just a couple days ago there, okay? So you've got the Saturn period. You'll have 52 days. The Uranian time frame for you will start May 18th, and your Neptune time frame will start July 9th. And, of course, that will go, you know, to your next birthday, and it's like, and then you'll, you know, kind of start again. So, yeah, let's have a look and just kind of see what in the world is going on with you and going on for this year.
Because you have each year, you have a lot, what's called a long-range card, and that is in effect for the whole year. You've also got a series of, oh, no, you don't hear, because you're a Leo, so you're a devil. And I'll say, no. That hurts. Okay. Now, why is that? Okay. Oh, okay. Now,
I'm sitting here looking.
That's amazing. It's like, yeah, no, yeah. You're
a Virgo. Yeah.
You're Virgo.
Yeah.
It's the card itself. It's part of this family. It's called a family of seven because there's seven special cards in the deck, and the Nine of Hearts is one of them. So you never have an environment card or a displacement card. You're kind of one of these. Yours would be what they call a semi-fixed card. But you have a special relationship with other cards in the deck. Okay, so let's see. 61. Oh, you're going to make me do math here. 71, 81, 91, 1. How old are you this year, 50?
52 or 3. I was thinking the other. I don't remember.
I know the feeling.
3, 2. Okay, so you're in your 52nd year so far. Okay, so you'll turn 53 in August. Alrighty. So your 52nd year to begin with anyway is what's known as one of the pinnacle years, and this is one of the years where you really, it's kind of like a make or break thing, where you really make a choice and you decide whether you are going to fully engage on this planet, with this planet. You know, you're in for the long haul and you're really going to, you know, get in the traces and work, so to speak, or whether you're going to, you know, blow up the inflatable dinghy and just kind of float along on the current of life here, okay? So there's two options you have. One of them where you're really making a difference and where you are directing where your path, where you're going to go, or whether you're just going to kind of float along and go with the tide of stuff. Your long range for this year, where your focus has been, you've got an Ace of Diamonds. Aces are always about beginnings, and in particular, diamonds are a girl's best friend. Thank you. Getting the song lyrics today. Thank you, guys. Anyway, but diamonds deal with, you get a lot of lessons from money, from material things, but the deeper lesson in and value is of diamonds is that of value. So it's like you're really looking either for a couple things. You're looking for new ways to make money this year. It's kind of on your mind. And you're also looking at really examining what are my values. You know, am I going to, you know, replace some of these old ones with some new ones? You know, what really is going on? Wow. And I'm just looking here at your Saturn time frame, which just started for you. No wonder you're asking this, because you've got the Ace of Spades, which is the card of transformation. It is the magi card paired with a King of Spades. So you've got these two really, I'll say, major heavy cards in your Saturn time frame. And I'm like going, yeah, no wonder you want to know what's going on. It's like, wow, that's a lot of transformation here.
Yes.
It could be some kind of, it can hold some kind of concealed trouble, you know, either disease or illness, something like that, either yours or somebody else's, or there's maybe some kind of a secret being kept from you. And these are all, I'll say, these are all the probabilities. You know, it could manifest in a lot of different ways, okay? It's a good influence for healers and for doctors. It can bring a recovery from an illness or some kind of reversal in your health picture. You really have a desire to uncover underlying causes of illness, and that could lead to your recovery or someone else's recovery. So a lot of health and healing. And as much as the Ace of Spades, you know, the Aces, like I say, are always beginnings, but it also can mean an ending. It's a card of transformation. A transformation can be death of the old and the beginning of the new, you know, like the phoenix bird that, you know, is, you know, burns up in itself and, you know, rises from its own ashes again. So that kind of major transformation. Really and truly, there's parts of yourself or your lifestyle that are really due for a makeover, for a big change, and it's probably the time when it's going to start to happen. The other Saturn card, which is that King of Spades, is going to tell a little bit more about that. So let's kind of look at that one and see what that King has, because the King of Spades is like the master. You know, he's also the master of the deck. There's great success in work. By taking on responsibility, there's fulfillment of goals. Though Saturn, you know, is typically the most difficult time of the year because you've got this King of Spades in this position, it promises you're going to be able to overcome any difficulties that do arise, especially though. relating to health or work. Okay, it's a really powerful card. It gives you a really favorable influence actually over your entire year, and it gives you better chances of success in every area of your life. Your health is probably going to be better, but it's because you're taking matters into your hands and really being aggressive about, you know, either eating right or, you know, exercising, you know, taking care of yourself, doing what you got to do. It's especially good for progress and success in your career. But then, you know, hard work. It's like Saturn is always about hard work and spades are always about hard work. It's like, and it's the willingness to take responsibility. You can go far, receive some well-deserved recognition for your efforts. It's also like a major businessman's card. So it's like if you really want to see results of this, you make sure that you're in business for yourself, you know, really steering the wheel of your own ship. Now, it does give you a little bit of caveat, and this is where if you know what the birthdays, you know, of the people that you interact with are, just gives you kind of be a lookout for men of the spade suit, especially gentlemen who are older or who might be in a position of authority or responsibility, because they might prove troublesome or burdensome in some way during Saturn. Because Saturn, you know, like I said, can bring those burdens. So just, you know, it's just kind of a little, you know, heads up, one of those moments.
Okay.
Let's see. The Uranian time. Wow, wish I was playing a poker hand with this one. You've got a six of spades and a queen of spades in the Uranian time. Six of spades is the card of karma, the card of fate. The nice thing is it's in Uranus time frame, so it's Uranus is like a whole lot, a breath of fresh air after Saturn. Saturn can really get heavy and oppressive. Uranian energy is like, la, 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 we're the Aquarians. We're the people who play in the deck, okay? It's going to be marked by a lack of change in business, or whether if you're in, you know, labor relations, property deal, or your health, regardless of whether or not, you know, you wanted a change or not. It's just under that time frame, it's going to take extra effort to get anything done. So you kind of might get to feeling like you're stuck in a rut. The nice thing is it's only 52 days of that, okay? On the flip side, it's very good for psychics and natural healers because it gives you more of that gift during that time period. Your own intuition is going to be really active, available to you if you choose to become aware of it, which you probably are because you're, you know, you're calling shows like this, which is cool. It's a really powerful karmic influence. You may find you have to face consequences of actions or words in the past. I don't know if you remember that little, I don't want to call it the William Tell thing. It's like, no, it goes, I shot an arrow into the air. It came to earth I know not where. Many years later, I found my arrow in the heart of a tree. I shot my words into the air. They came to earth I knew not where. Many years later, I found my words in the heart of a friend. So it's that kind of thing, okay? Things that are fated often occur under influence of Six of Spades. When, you know, just by tuning in to your subtle thoughts and feelings, you're going to make a really strong connection to exactly what is your life's purpose as it relates to your life, you know, to your life and career now. So this is, it's a purpose finding time, which is really perfect for 52 because that's exactly what you're doing. Okay, and then we go. Yeah. That's the first card. The second card in that Uranian time frame is the Queen of Spades, and the queens are always about mastery of self in whatever suit they're in. It's a very psychic, very creative influence. It gives you a lot of success in any fields where, you know, you need mind power or creativity or intuition. You just get ideas and bits of information just kind of like, you know, pop into your mind. Think of, you know, those little bewitched things of Elizabeth Montgomery. Things are just going to pop in your head, literally. Okay. Some of those could be really helpful in your work or your personal life. And this is a time that you'd want to be carrying your, not the Rolodex, you guys, come on, help me out here. So my verbal angels took a vacation here. The little books, little spiral-bound notebooks and a pen. It's like carry one of those around with you because any good ideas, you know, or even if you think they're silly ideas, write them down. Give them a date, write them down, and you have this idea, and, you know, you kind of flip back to it and go, you know what, I didn't, when I first wrote it down, I didn't think that this was, you know, feasible, but it's like, you know what, something has transpired, and, you know, all of a sudden, wow, this idea, you know, could be made real, okay?
And write dreams down as well. Well, we're going to have to go on with the next caller because we can't spend 10 minutes on each one because we're going to run out of time. But I hope that's really helped you, Dee.
Yeah.
And
thank you.
Kelly speaks very quickly, so you can always get back on archives and hear your message again.
Definitely.
Okay, I will.
Thanks for coming, Dee.
Thank
Appreciate
you very
it.
Much.
Okay, thanks so
Thank
much.
You.
And I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No, it's fine. That's fine. It's like, I hope you're holding the time clock because I'm not. I get on these and time stands still or goes into a work. So you keep me on the straight and narrow there, Jeannie.
Thank you so much for your call, Dee. Okay.
Thank
and you can
much.
Always
Bye.
Call in next time Kelly's on. Let us know how you went on. All right, then.
Okay, I will.
Thank you very much for your call. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
And we're going to bring on area code 315. They've been waiting 35 minutes. So, oops, the wrong
hello?
One there. Hello. Hello, area
hello?
Code 315.
Hello?
What's your name?
Sue.
Sorry? I didn't
Sue?
Catch that. Sue? Hi, Sue.
Yeah.
You're in the chat room, are you? And where are you calling
yeah.
from, Sue?
Upstate New York.
New York? Right. Oh, well, you're live on air with Kelly, so... If you want to give Kelly your birth date, is that what you need, Kelly?
All righty. Sounds good.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
You.
Okay.
It's
can you hear us, Sue?
1229? Yes.
1229?
Yes.
All righty. Okay. 1229. And okay. You're a double two. You got a pair of twos in your hand there. You're a two of hearts as a birth card, and you're a two of diamonds as a planetary ruler. So really, the two of hearts is the like the lover's card union. It's like, you know, you really like being in relationships. You've come into this life to work out a lot of things with being in relationships. Do you have something, do you have a question in particular or just kind of want a general reading or, you know, what are we looking at today?
Just a general reading for the year, please.
Okay. All righty. Sounds good. And I apologize. I did not catch your current age.
I'm 44.
There we go. Okay. Oh, it's your pre-birth year. Oh, cool. All right. Pre-birth year. This is exciting because this is the this is similar to the time that you spent in utero growing inside your mom. And when you turn 45, that is called your rebirth year. And that's the time when you have the same cards, the exact same cards that you had when you first, you know, set foot on the planet, the day one you were here. So with 45 years worth of experience, you will have, you know, really a lot of choices. And this is what we call the midlife crisis in the mundane world, because you really have the opportunity to set the tone for your next 45 years, because we, you know, we found out a lot of things go in 45 cycles, whether it's 45 seconds, 45 minutes, 45 days, 45 hours, you know, but in this case, 45 years. So, wow, you're an exciting time right now. But the 44th year, you feel like you're walking in a London fog. It's going to be, I'll just say, kind of a foggy year, just because you've got a lot of things happening. Oh, my goodness. And this is one of those energetic moments, because our last caller with that nine of hearts and Sue here with her two of hearts, this is also one of the seven cards in the deck that does not have an environment or displacement card. You're one of the semi-fixed cards. Wow. So when it's funny because we get people with energy of, you know, similar, I'll say similar sorts that call in. This is pretty cool. All right. For this year, though, for your long range, your 44th year, you've got the King of Diamonds, which is called the businessman's card. So somehow or other, you are looking at, you know, having a really hard look at your finances. It would actually be a really, really good year if you were even thinking about going into business for yourself, you know, home-based business, you know, any of that kind of stuff, something that you can put your heart and soul into. Is this would be the year to do it, because, you know, this having this card as your, you know, as your long-range card, you're going to have success. This is going to be a really successful year for home-based business or, you know, whatever type of stuff you're doing. Let me see here. Wow. Something else ding at the edge of my mind, and I'm just, oh, yeah, that's what it is. There we go. Let's see how far along you are in your year, because, let's see, I'm thinking December. Gonna, like, yeah, counting cards, counting days. Okay, where are you at? Actually, you're not that far along. Okay, I'm really surprised. You're still, you've passed your Mercury time frame. That, of course, started on your birthday. But your Venus time frame did not start until February 21st. So you've only really gone through your Mercury time frame. So this is exciting because, you know, I get to see most of your year here. What I will do is I'm just going to kind of read off. You know, you can come back into archives and listen to this. I'm going to give you the planets and their dates, and then we'll go back and just go kind of go through the whole year and just give you what cards are in each of those dates. And then if we, you know, we'll do as many as we have time for, and then we'll, you know, connect again and somewhere on one of the shows there, and it's like, oh, we'll get you the rest of the year for you.
Well, we've got 4 minutes left if you spend 10 minutes on each person.
Oh,
sorry about that.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. Okay, I'll be really, really quick then. All righty, Sue, for you, okay, the Venus time frame, as I said, starts on February 20th, and then your Mars time frame starts April 13th. Your Jupiter time frame starts June 4th. Your Saturn time frame starts July 26th. The Uranian time frame starts September 16th, and the Neptune time frame starts November 7th, okay? So that will be, you know, for your whole year, what you're doing here. Let me look here. Okay. What is currently going on in your Venus is you've got a Three of Clubs spades, and like I'll just read the cards off, and then I'll go back and do a little explaining, you know, explain for them. Mars time is a Four of Clubs with a Three of Spades. The Jupiter time is a Five of Clubs with a Nine of Diamonds. The Saturn time frame is a Six of Clubs. You got a flush. Wow. I wish I was playing poker with this hand. Six of Clubs with a Two of Diamonds. The Uranian time frame is a Seven of Clubs with an Eight of Clubs, and the Neptune time ends up with an Eight of Clubs. You've also got a Nine of Clubs as your Pluto card and a Ten of Clubs as your result card. What a fantastic hand. You've got a lot of really cool things going. Okay, 4 minutes here. Alrighty. Clubs. Clubs are about scholarship. Clubs are about, you know, you're really smart. You can learn anything you want to. It's, I'm going to say a lot of communication. You're going to have communication in just about all the areas this year. Each one of them gives a different flavor to the club. Like twos are about being in union with people. It's about communicating in pairs, being in partnership. Threes, you're going to have possibly three or more. I mean, and it could be three or more, you know, dating events, or it could be three or more communications, or, you know, fairs, health fairs. Okay, golly, what am I thinking there? You know, three or more places where you're going to be out somewhere offering either information that you have, or, you know, teaching class, something like that. The fours are about stability. That's in your Mars time. And it's like really wanting to be stable in what you're saying. Five is a really restless energy. It's like you might find yourself moving either geographically, or if you don't move geographically, you might find yourself rearranging the furniture, you know, something. There's going to be some kind of changes and upheavals going around. Six of Clubs is a karmic card, so you're going to find yourself some, and that happens to be in your Saturn time, so you're going to have some karmic events happening related to communication, and some of this could be schooling, too. That's really interesting. The Uranian time frame, that's seven. Sevens are about faith, and that's about, you know, having faith in what's going on. And the eight is just a straight-up power card. It's like you've got the power to do what you need to do, and it's also like the most, one of the most two psychic cards in the deck. The Eight of Spades and the Eight of Clubs and the King of Clubs are known as the two most psychic cards in the deck. So the fact that you've got those two right before your birthday, it's like that'll be Uranus and Neptune times both. You're going to have a lot of intuition, a lot of power at your disposal, you know, that time of the year. Just really amazing stuff will go on. The Pluto card being the Nine of Clubs, there's somehow going to be a closure. You set yourself up this year that you're going to have, you know, tie up something. You know, you're going to tie up a package of some sort. It's like there will be, you know, a door closed and another door open. The door that opens is going to be that Ten of Clubs. It's like as the Nine of Clubs is closing, the Ten of Clubs is going to be your open door, because that's the result card. It's going to be blessings. It's going to be, again, a lot of power. The eights and the tens, you know, hold a lot of power and a lot of blessings. There's a lot of positive things. So like I say, this is ultimately is going to be a really, really positive year. You've got some other, you know, a few other cards in there. You know, you've got like a Nine of Diamonds, a Two of Diamonds, Three of Spades, Seven of Hearts, the Ten of Spades. You know, those are just, you know, kind of incidental, but it's like, you know, this year really is going to be a learning year. It's really going to be, you know, a searching, seeking, you know, that kind of stuff. It's like, you know, you're really going to be kind of laying your life out and preparing. Really, you're going to be preparing for your 45th year, and that's what this is kind of about. Does that make any sense? Does this make any sense?
It all makes a lot of sense.
Oh, great, because we've run out of time again. And we've still got like six callers on the switchboard, so we're going to have to cut it down. Can you do readings in 5 minutes, Kelly?
5 minutes. Okay, I'll see what I can do. I will.
Okay,
I will. Okay,
sorry
tell them to have their, tell them to have their date and a question.
Okay. Thank you very much, Sue.
Thank
Speak
you.
Again soon. You can always contact Kelly on the website, which is, of course, kellycoulter.organogold.com. Okay, then, so we're going to put you on mute, Sue, and we'll bring the next caller on who's been waiting a yonks. And it's area code 252. What's your
Hello?
Name and where are you calling from? Hi.
Hi, my name is Keisha.
Keisha. Hi, Keisha.
Hi, and I'm from North Carolina.
North Carolina, have you got a question, please, for Kelly?
What do you feel around my finances or finding a job or whatever?
Finances. Okay, I still need to have a look at, I still need to know what your month is and your day is so I can look at that through the cards.
129.
Aquarius person. Okay. 129. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so you are a Jack of Clubs person, and you have a Four of Hearts as your stability. Okay, good deal. And how old are you this year?
I think I'm 37.
Yeah. I've had those.
No,
days
I had to think about it. I think I'm 37, yeah.
37, okay. That's always good to know those things. It really is.
Yeah, it is. Very good.
Okay, well, let's see what this is holding out for you this year. Financially, I'll say right off the top, you've got as your long-range card, you've got the King of Spades, which is the master of the deck. So this is really, this is like take a letter to yourself, write it down, and say, this is where I want my life to go, because this is going to be a year to set your intentions and make it happen, because this is you're not just a captain of the ship. It's like you have built this boat from scratch. You know every piece in it, and you've got to sail it. Okay, so if you're thinking about being in business for yourself, absolutely go for it, because this would be a really awesome this would be a really awesome year to do it. Okay,
right.
Really focus. Let's see here. I'm just going to look real quick with all the different days and times here, kind of give you a little overview for your year. Of course, you're still in Mercury. No, I'll take that back. Your Mercury time just passed, because that your Venus time started 3/22, so that started March 22nd. So you're actually in your love time right now. Your Mars time will start May 13th. The Jupiter time is going to start July 4th. Happy Independence Day, right? Saturn starts 25th. The Uranian time frame starts October 16th, and the Neptune time frame starts December 7th. Ah, Pearl Harbor Day. Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You got some memorable dates in there. I'll just say that. Wow. Okay. So looking at this, what you just had passed already in the Mercury time frame was the Queen of Diamonds and the King of Diamonds. So it was really about, and it's Mercury is like a short influence. So it was kind of about self-mastery, and again, there's that businessman's card. So, really about kind of getting started, and that's why you're starting to think about finances. Your Venus time frame, now you've got a Three of Diamonds with an Eight of Hearts. Three of Diamonds means you could literally be juggling or working two or three jobs at the same time. There's also a little bit in there with that Eight of Hearts, as you've got the emotional power to get what you want, like out of relationships, whether it might be a business relationship or a personal relationship. The only caution is don't abuse your power, because it'll come back and hit you in the head like a boomerang, okay? On the quick side. In the Mars time frame, you've got a Nine of Hearts and a Two of Diamonds. There's the diamond again. So this is going to be more like you might come from, working all three of those jobs, and you might kind of be settling into one where you're going to be in partnership with somebody, maybe in finances. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it still might be, very entrepreneurial, but you're going to kind of have some settling there. With that nine of hearts in relationship, there's somewhere along the line, there's a door closing. Okay. I don't know if it's parents, siblings, love interest, what it is, but somewhere along the line, you're going to have a relationship close or end. Okay. Whether you're ready for it or not. The Jupiter time frame. You've got the Ten of Spades and the Nine of Spades. Nine is that very transformational card. Again, there's going to be a closing. But because it's in Jupiter, that mitigates a lot of the, you know, a lot of the negativity or a lot of the really downside. And with that Ten of Spades there, you know, you're going to come out smelling like a rose, whatever that is. So it's like you've
okay.
got the, you know, think of spades as kind of like the Trump suit, if you will. Okay. So they're like the highest suit there. But it's also to deal with just be careful that you don't work yourself sick, so to speak, okay? Just take care of your health. I mean, you know, the 10 says, no, you're going to
yeah,
come out, you know, doing fine, whatever you're doing. Just
I yeah. have a tendency here to just can't stop. Stop, Keisha, stop. All right, go ahead.
Oh. Well, that was a six-minute reading up to now, so I'm afraid we're going to have to
okay.
put you
Thank
there.
You so much.
So sorry
have
we haven't
day.
Got time to do an hour with everybody. It's a shame, isn't it? So thanks for your call, Keisha. And you can
Thank
always
you.
Call in again when Kelly's on again. Okay, then.
All right.
And
bye.
We'll bring, bye. Thank you. We'll bring area code 970 on because they've been waiting for 41 minutes. So if you can do sort of a fastish one for this lady.
Talk faster. You don't tell me to talk faster,
Jeannie. Oh, I know. Maybe less cards then.
Okay.
Because, we've only got 33 minutes left for this show now. So area code 970, what's your name and where you're calling from? And what's your birth date, please? And have you a question?
Hi, my name is Patty. I'm calling from Colorado, and my birth date is 2/11.
Patty.
Oh, cool.
Hi, Patty.
And I'm 34.
All right. And you are 34. Okay. I happen to like that. My grandson is born on 2/11. That's an awesome date. You are ace of spades. Yeah, very cool. It's like you're an ace of spades, which is the card of transformation, which defines what this deck is all about. So it's like you came in here really to transform. The other one with it is your planetary ruling card is the nine of spades. So really, you came in here. You're going to do a lot of work this life, you know, spiritually and every other way. That transformative card is, you know, you're going to transform your life really and truly. And you've also come in with that nine. You're going to be working on a lot of your, I'll say, karmic stuff. And it's like you will be tying up your loose ends. So it's like, you know, awesome.
That
awesome
makes a lot of
going
sense.
On there.
Yeah.
yeah, some of those do. It's like, and I will say that the nines, anytime you have a nine, it's been said that people with nines, it feels like you're having high school graduation every year. It's like, you know, it's like you're writing chapters in the book that are your life, and it's like every year you wrote that chapter, okay, that chapter's closed, you start a new chapter, and it's just what it's like. It's just boomity, boomity, boom. That's what I could say. You guys didn't come in for a vacation life. You came in to work like crazy. Okay, you've got, for a long-range card, you've got a Ten of Spades. So you're, you know, a lot of good fortune with that one. It's like you're really looking at a lot of blessings, a lot of things, I'll say, happening in a positive way. And it's where your interest is for the whole year. It's one of the best cards for success and satisfaction, work and health. Though you can bet, you know, you're going to have to work for it because that's what spades are about. With that powerful card present, it's really advise that you make your list of everything that you want to accomplish, you know, your goal sheet, and just get working on you because you'll be successful. At times you're going to feel that all you do is work, work, work this year, you know, okay? But for the most part, the rewards are going to be more than worth the effort. Success related to groups is highlighted. Your keywords, and this would be, I'd say, the ones that you come back and write down on the 3x5 index card and tape them on your bathroom mirror, is a year of hard work and major accomplishment. Success with groups is assured. Make a wish list and be willing to work, and you're going to have a phantasmal year. It's like, wow.
Oh, great.
A lot of things, you know, a lot of things going on that. Let's see. Okay, what else is going on? And you just started this, so this is okay. 2/11. Yeah, you're still. I was gonna say, I'm thinking you're probably still in your Mercury time here. Yep, because your Venus time doesn't start until April 4th. So you're just coming up on the end of your Mercury time, coming into your Venus time.
Is that a
Mars time?
I keep
that.
That's
when you're that. It's like, yeah, the thoughts turn to love. It's like, yeah, something like that. Let's see what that's got going on, actually. In your Venus time, you've got a Three of Spades and a Queen of Diamonds. So it's about self-mastery and in values. You might find yourself dating you know, a couple, three people. It's like, you know, or find yourself actually in a couple, three jobs that might be actually related to, I'll say women type, as Avon popped to mind. Thank you very much, you guys. You're not helping. You know, the things that deal with women's products or things like that, you might find yourself working in that field or that area or having an interest there or something like that. Now, what you do have coming up in your Mars time, that's dealing with the fellas, is a four of hearts with a six of diamonds. Four of hearts is that stability in love. It's one of the lesser marriage cards. So you might at that time actually start dating somebody who might be a serious interest. And with that six of diamonds, it's about your values. So it's a karmic value moment tied with your heart, which you want to stabilize. So it's like you might very well find a relationship in at that time. And your Mars time frame does not start until May 26th, okay? So it might be a little preparatory work here. Oh, God, they're so funny. It's like, yes, put on the girly girl stuff and you'll find the guy. It's like, you know, he'll just scent you and go, what is that wonderful smell? I'm just going to follow that girl. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm not responsible what the people on the other side tell me. Okay. Anyway, Jupiter, you've got a 10 of hearts and a 9 of diamonds. So, again, there's a power card with relationships. The 9 of diamonds is you're going to have some kind of ending financially. It's like, you know, as one door closes, you're going to find another door opening. Okay. So just, you know, it's when things seem like they're losses, it's not so much as a loss as it's a time for a change.
Okay.
Right, time for cool change. Saturn, your Saturn time frame, let's see, did I get through all those? No, I didn't. Okay. Saturn time frame starts, the Jupiter is July 17th, the Saturn is September 7th, the Uranian time frame is October 29th, and the Neptune is December 20th. Okay, so we've got all those going.
Okay.
Let me see here. Then you've got, in the Saturn time frame, you've got the Queen of Spades and the Three of Clubs. Okay, so that is, you're going to be, it's going to be work. It's like anytime you get the Spades in the Saturn time frame, going to be a lot of work. But again, that's going to be self-mastery. And somehow or other, you might find yourself, you know, taking a couple, three college classes or possibly teaching something that you love, you know, something like that. But it's going to be related to the mind communications, a lot of work associated with that. The Uranian time frame gives you a 9 of hearts with a King of Clubs. King of Clubs is, you know, the master of communications there. That 9 of hearts, unusual. It's like you might find a relationship of some sort, you know, whether it's a love relationship, and it doesn't always have to be. It can be, you know, with Uncle Mildred. Thank you, guys, God. With Aunt Mildred or, you know, Uncle John or somebody. It's like, you know, you might find a relationship somewhere along the line ending. But, again, you know, as something ends, you know, something else begins. You've got that King of Clubs for both the Uranian time frame and the Neptune time frame. So, you know, you've got a lot of oomph at the end of your year there. So that'll be, you know, the last 104 days. And then just kind of looking at some of the other ones, you've got a displacement card of your Ace of Hearts, which is, you know, looking for new love. So it's like that's, you know, that's on your mind. The environment card is a four of clubs, so that's a card of stability and whether it's in communications, work, you know, things like that. Your result card this year is the six of spades, so it's like somehow or other the, you know, what comes out as your result is really going to be karmic. It's going to be, you know, balancing the scales this year, so a lot of the things that you go through and do, you know, this coming year are going to be, you know, the scales balancing. So it's not a bad thing, and it's also what they call a fact-finding year, to where, you know, you kind of start figuring out what you, it's as important to know what you don't want to do as it is what you do want to do, okay? And sometimes finding out what you don't want to do is, you know, helps you find what you do want to do, if that makes sense.
Oh, do you mind if I cut in there? So sorry again.
Oh, that's okay.
People saying, can you fit me in? Can you fit me in? People panicking.
That was wonderful.
So,
thank you.
Oh, so pleased you got a lovely message there, Patty. And you can always call in again or you can always contact Kelly on her website. So we'll mute Patty now. So
I'm
so,
actually my phone number, Jean.
Do you need a drink or anything,
my website's
Kelly?
Under my website is not the best place because it's a coffee commercial. The best place actually right now to get me is my phone number, which is 719-289-4907. Leave a message. Leave your name. Leave a number. Get past the coffee infomercial because it's there because it's my business phone. So
give that phone number again in a minute because we're just going to bring on area code 865. Are you there, 865? They've been waiting about 40 minutes.
Alrighty, 865.
Hello.
Hello.
What's your name and have you got a birth date, please? Well, you will have.
She's Sagittarius, yes. She does.
Thank you both for taking my call. My name is Sharon, and my birth month is 3, and the date is the 27th.
27th. So you just had your, wow, awesome time to call in. Nice, already. You are a 9 of clubs, which we just have been talking about those 9 people, and you've also got a king of hearts, though, as your planetary ruler. And, of course, the 9 of clubs, 9s are all about, you know, your high school graduation every year. Things finishing up. And what is your current age? What's your current age this year?
I just turned 55, and I know you're short on time, so I was just kind of wondering, like, where I'm at and maybe where I'd be in the next month or two, if that's possible.
Okay. You betcha. All righty. Definitely we'll look at that. Well, I know right now for the next 52 days you're in your Mercury time frame, which is, let's see, we'll see how long that actually goes there. That is, okay, looking for this, there we go, 327. Okay. Yeah, your Mercury goes until May 18th. Your Venus time frame starts May 18th and goes till Mars time frame. Mars starts July 9th. Jupiter starts August 30th. Saturn starts October 21st. Uranus time starts December 12th, and then you're back to Neptune at February 3rd. So there's kind of your, you know, there's your whole overview there really quick. And then let's just look at this really, really fast and see what you got coming up and things that you're focused on this year for the 9. Okay, 9 people. 55 is a good age. I just turned 55 in February, so it's like, I'm all over that.
Oh, congratulations.
Way.
Yeah.
It's like, that's a good number. Okay, your long range for this year is this Queen of Clubs. And in the long range position, Queens are about nurturing. You know, it's like you have a tendency to be the mother hen, you know, the shoulder that everybody cries on, you know, for every reason. But, you know, people flock to you for a lot of things. Let's see. As that, okay, come on. Where'd the long range go? We're having a, oh, come on. Let's see, guys. Quit hiding things. Come on, come on, come on. There we go. You're going to be able to achieve a level of mastery in some one of the information fields. So it's like, you know, it's not uncommon for, I'll say, older learners to go back to school because, you know, or take, you know, you can either take the weekend seminar stuff, you could do online stuff, whatever it is. Whether you're a school teacher, secretary, public relations person, you know, any of the Mercury-ruled professions or endeavor is going to benefit greatly by this powerful influence in your life this year. You can find yourself in some capacity of service that's related to information in some way, either giving knowledge that you've learned or information that others, you know, to others. It can take a lot of forms. One of them might be you might be involved to a great extent this year, you know, just, I don't know, maybe you're going to tutor or something like that. I have, you know, like I said, I'm not sure what, you know, what it's going to look like in the mundane, but it's like at some point, someplace, somewhere, it's like you're going to be involved in information exchange. Your natural intuitive abilities are really higher than normal. You can find, you access hidden information for your benefit this year. You're literally standing in what's called the royal court of knowledge. So use that influence for success and accomplishment. The key words for this one is a year of success in fields where I serve others with knowledge or information. I help nourish others with truth. So it's almost like a light bringer, okay, which is, you know, very much what we're into right now. It's like, oh, my goodness, it's a great place to be. You start out, first of all, in the Mercury time frame, you've got 2 sevens, which are both cards of faith. It's like, the hearts is, you know, have a little faith, love will come to you, you know. Doesn't mean, you know, it's like if you're married, you know, to a person a long time, that's awesome, but it's just like it's, you know, sometimes a renewal and in relationships, and it's just like, you know, having faith and love, and it's letting people be who they're going to be, and don't try to, you know, tell them otherwise. It's just accepting them and loving them for who they are. That 7 of clubs is, you know, again, there's a lot of information, and it's like kind of like having faith in yourself. Know that you are capable of doing this because you're very capable, okay? The Venus time frame gives a 4 of hearts and a jack of hearts. Man, you got a lot of hearts this year. 4 of hearts is like, say, lesser marriage card, you know, or relationship card, and it's like, you know, if you have family around you, it's just going to be a really a year, you know, time frame of satisfaction in the home life. Jack of Hearts, a lot of creative energy. So you might find yourself doing, you know, creatively loving things for those around you, okay? The Mars time frame, Five of Hearts. So there's a little bit of change in relationships, you know, going on a little bit. Restlessness. It's really the fives are restless energy, kind of like, you know, exploring. But it's like at the same time with that four there, it's like really being solid in work, solid in career, solid in your in your illness. Oh, stop that, guys. Solid in your health, okay? So it's just like, you know, maybe taking a little bit of extra time for yourself. Make sure, just like the stewardesses will tell moms on the planes, make sure you put on your own air mask first, because you cannot put your child's air mask on if you pass out, okay? So this is that kind of a direction. It's like, make sure you take care of yourself, because you can't take care of other people unless you're taking care of yourself, okay? In the Jupiter time frame, wow, you've got a King of Hearts, which is self-mastery in the heart. You know, it can be, you know, you might find your husband, you know, being romantic, or, you know, somebody you're dating, something like that. Also, you've got a Three of Spades there. So, you've got some, the good side of the threes is they're very creative. The downside of the threes is they can be worry and stress. But with that King of Hearts there, don't worry, don't stress. You know, Bobby McFerrin song, don't worry, be happy. So it's like, make sure, but just be aware that you don't allow things to turn negative on you in your thoughts, okay? Your Saturn time frame, again, man, there's another seven. You got three sevens in this hand. With the spades, and that is like the card of faith. So it's really about having faith that things are going to come through. And you've also got a Six of Clubs with that. So it's another one of those kind of like, you know, fact-finding. It's you're going to find a new door. I'll say kind of opening, it's like, you know, new things will present themselves and go, wow, I never, you know, thought it's, you know, it's a purposeful life, okay? It's one of those purposeful moments. And it's in that karmic, so it's like, you know, be kind of on the lookout for that. The Uranian time frame, Two of Spades and Eight of Spades, a lot of power with that eight. Really a lot of positive with that too. So it's by teaming up with someone, either for work-related, you know, I don't know, health fair, yeah, okay, right, anyway. But health issue things, it's like, you know, maybe you'll find a walking partner or something like that. It's going to be unusual thing, but it's positive. It's a really good thing. Neptune, you've got a Three of Diamonds, so there's going to be some changeability in values. Really be cautionary with that one in the Neptune, because Neptune is about dreams, but can also be about illusions. So just don't get caught up with too much fantasy, I'll say, especially where your finances are concerned. Just watch your purse strings toward the end of the year, okay? Yeah.
Sorry about that. That's about all we've got time for with you, love. Sorry about that. Cutting again.
Great. Right. Thank you.
I know,
both
I bet you could hang
very
it, you?
Much.
Thank you so much for your call. And we've got Kath been holding on for 30 minutes on area code 978. So if we can just bring Kath on. Thank you so much for your call. And I hope you call in again when Kelly's on.
Okay, hi, this is Kathleen, and my birth date is August 4th, 57, and I have two specific questions. One would be about starting work for a friend. I didn't know if you saw it the month of April, and the other one is a relationship with someone I just started seeing. I didn't know if that would help cut down the time and...
Okay, we'll specify with those. First of all, you're a Nine of Diamonds, and you're Nine of Diamonds twice. So that's because you're a Leo person. So you really came in here to, like, finish up. You're tying up loose ends for a whole lot of things. You know, you're going to have your high school graduation is happening doubly as fast. You're getting lessons through finances, but the deeper lesson is in the values. So it's like it's a really positive thing to know which way you're going there. Okay, I'm going to see where you're at here. First of all, just really quick in your year. You are right now, okay, your Saturn time frame started March 1st. The Uranian time frame is going to start April 22nd, and the Neptune finishes up June 13th until your next birthday. So we're just going to look at Saturn right now, because that's where you're kind of in the middle at right now. And that is with that Nine
of Diamonds. That's not a good planet, is it?
No, you know, Saturn is called the Taskmaster. And right now, the actual The actual heavenly Saturn is in retrograde right now, which is not a bad thing either. So influences are lessened, which is not a bad thing. Okay. No, Saturn doesn't have to be a bad thing. People, it gets a bad rap, but it just means that it really makes you work for things, okay? It's like, you know, it's karmic stuff. It's like, you know, it's a little heavier. It's a little more, you know, like the responsible time of the year type of stuff, but it's not bad. I mean, you know, none of them are really bad. It's just like, you know, it's more like the heavy-handed, you know, dad's got me by the shirt collar type of thing, okay? It's more like that.
Yeah, but do you see work in the next month within April? Any work?
April. What I'm actually getting is you've got, in your Saturn time frame, you've got a Ten of Clubs and an Ace of Hearts. So there's communication. I'd say now would be the time, if you haven't put your resume out, you know, or if you have, it's like follow up. Do some follow up calls, okay?
Well, a friend of mine offered me a job, but he's not coming through with it. That's what I'm focusing on. It's sales. Yeah. And it's my friend's business.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say with that Ace of Hearts, it's like you might have a new love coming in the sense of there might be another job. It's like if that one, you know, if one does not seem to be coming through, don't be afraid to get your resume out and dust it off and put out some more feelers, okay? Don't just hinge it on one person. Or one opportunity, because there's a lot of opportunities out there, like I say, especially right now in Saturn. It's like, you know, it's get it in gear. It's like, you know, do some things. Yeah, do what you love and the money will follow. It's the title of a book. But, yeah, it's really about, you know, don't just focus on this one. It's like, you know, keep it in mind and go, okay, that'd be great if this follows through. But at the same time, put out some other feelers. Put out some other vines, okay? In the Uranian time, you've got a Queen of Spades, which is about self-mastery with, you know, with the job, with the career, with the health, with all that. So there's going to be, I'm going to say more than likely there's going to be something more coming up in the Uranian time frame, which is, you know, it's going to be coming up what in whatever the dates were I told you there. It's like, yeah, didn't write this down. It's in archives though. But there's a stability.
Is it
there,
April?
Possibly. Let's see here. Yeah, this is where I say, yeah, please, go back to archives, simply because, let me look at that really quick again. That August 4th, okay.
I know, and I'm so sorry, we're running out of time so quickly here, and somebody else been waiting 33 minutes, and I won't. So, was that any help to you, Kat?
Yeah, the Uranian time frame does, it starts April 22nd, so yeah. That's, you know, and so you'll, from April 22nd to the end of your year till your birthday, you've got a Four of Clubs in there. So you're going to be really looking for solidity and stability with communications. So it might be something in the communications field, but it's like, don't just, you know, sit and pin, you know, I'm going to say, just don't pin your hopes on one offer. Go ahead and, you know, get your resume out, dust it off, and, you know, look a little, because there's stuff out there for
you. All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you, Kath. Okay, then, so the next person has been waiting 34 minutes on area code 661.
Alrighty.
Hello?
Area
code 661. What's your name?
Oh, got to unmute. They got to unmute themselves. I've done that.
I've unmuted her at this end. I'm presuming it's a lady.
661? Can you hear us? Can you hear us now?
I can hear you.
What's your name? What's your name, 661? What's she done again?
Uh-oh.
Oh, sorry. Hello.
Are you there? Hello. What's your name?
My name is Sandra. July 31st, 55. Sorry.
July, okay. Let's see. July. Say that again. July.
July 31st, 55.
31st, okay. Okay, last day of July. All right.
Just so whatever you come up with, Kelly.
All righty, sounds good. Your Ten of Hearts doubled. Let's see, 55. How are you going to make me do math? Let's see. Is that your current age or is that your birth year?
No, that's birth year.
Birth year. Okay.
55. Oh, so I'm 58. I'm 58.
Okay, thank you. There we go.
Sorry. I thought it was easy.
Like, I have to pull out the calculator and go, wait a minute.
Don't confuse me. Oh, sorry.
That's all right. Okay, let's see. I'm just going to run through this real quick. Okay, of course, your Mercury started. You've already been through Mercury. You've been through Venus. You've been through Mars. Your Jupiter was January 4th. Your Saturn started. There we go. Saturn, that's where you're in right now. Saturn started February 25th, and that goes until April 18th. The Uranian time frame is April 18th until June, and then Neptune starts June 9th and goes to your birthday. So you're right in the last three time phases. You're in Saturn. You're in your Saturn time frame. You lucky people today, man. You've been getting Saturn all day. Call in earlier in the year so you can see what's going on, so you can see the happy stuff, man. Jeepers. Okay, let's see here. And for your 58th year, okay, you've got the King of Clubs for your long range. Which is mastery, you know, any of the kings, king wants the kingdom, et cetera. But this is about mastering your communications. And it's a year of communication with people, wherever they're at. It's like, you might find yourself on a lot of phone calls or, Skype calls or, however you communicate with people, a lot of things happening there. We've had a lot of things go on here with finances, with job, with relationship. Now, that's where you're at right now. You're in Saturn time with a Six of Hearts and a King of Hearts. So you've got some karmic relationship things coming up along with mastering of yourself, yourself and your emotions. With that King there being a powerful card, it's, your Saturn time, you're going to come out smelling like a rose. I'll just put it that way. But just realize that anything that's happening with your relationships and, it's not just a mate. It, can be your children, grandchildren, aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, whatever. It's about relationship and matters of the heart in general, okay? So just some karmic things coming up that will be balanced out. And mastery of yourself is really important to that. That's really key. It's like, because it's how you respond to people, and I say respond rather than react. Don't just do a knee-jerk reaction. Make sure that you are take it in, think about it, respond to it. Don't react to it. The Uranian time frame, you've got a Two of Clubs and a Jack of Hearts. Your Two of Clubs is about, not relationship, you guys, stop that. It's about being in union with people. There we go. But it's also called the argumentative card or the card of conversation. But just be careful that it loves to debate. The Two of Clubs loves to debate because usually that Two of Clubs can win the debates. You probably did awesome. If you were on a high school debate team, you probably did really good. So it's that kind of thing. Is just watch that the conversation doesn't turn argumentative. With that Jack of Hearts, a lot of creative energies there. Write the positive things down, and I'll say it's also called the Christ card. It's like the sacrifice card. So you might find yourself making a sacrifice for someone younger, either, child, grandchild, somebody like that. But at least it's a lighter tone because it's in the Uranian time frame. Okay. The Neptune, you've actually got two cards in your Neptune, which is really unusual. There's not a lot of times that comes out. But they're both sixes. You've got a pair of sixes. You've got that Six of Spades, and you've got the Six of Hearts in Neptune. So you've got some really, again, some karmic balancing things happening. And it's in kind of a dreamy time frame. It's in that, the goals, the keep saying fantasy and illusion. Thank you very much, guys. That's not helping. But it's the things that are possible. It's the positive things that are possible. It's like the downside of it is Neptune is if you put on the rose-colored glasses, it can be a fantasy and illusion. So just be careful that you don't get caught up in that. But that Six of Spades is like the card of karma. The Six of Hearts is, again, balancing out. So it's going to be balancing out in health. In work-related matters, with the relationships, it's like, there's going to be a lot of balancing going on. Don't get off balance with it, okay? Don't be sideswiped, right? Don't be T-boned with it, because it's going to, you're going to have a little bit of shake-up with it. If you can think of kind of like the ocean, how it kind of like rolls stuff up on the beach, it's going to kind of be that. It's like, the flotsam and the jetsam is going to be coming up, but it's going to be a pretty good cleanser, and it'll be okay. It'll be all right, right? Okay, long range again. It's a year of communication. The Pluto card for you for the year long is a Queen of Clubs. The Result card is a Three of Hearts. So you really set yourself to the Queen is about the nurturing, the mother, but it's the self self-actualization, the self, the inner world. It's like you're really taking control of your inner world of communications. The king deals more with the outer world of communications. But the result card being the three of hearts, so it's like it's, you know, three new things to love in the year, you know, but might be grandchildren, might be pets, might be, you know, whatever, but it's like you're going to have some really happy, creative, you know, joyful times with family this year, which will really be, it's a breath of fresh air. The environment card is your blessings, which is the seven of spades. And that is, you know, get card of faith. And the biggest thing there is just keep your thoughts positive. You know, it's like, whoops, there goes another rubber tree plant, that ant, the little engine, it could, you know, things like that. Make sure your thoughts are on the positive beat.
Well, we've run out of time again. I'm so sorry.
Thanks, Kelly.
A good thing. Yeah, thank you, Sandra, for calling in.
If you didn't get through
to Kelly today, we've got Brenda Tenorelli on next week. You can always call Brenda, or you can call Kelly on her phone number. And it's 719-289-4907. So grab a pen. It's 719-289-4907, and you can call Kelly, leave a message on her answer phone, and she'll get back to you. Or you can always call next time Kelly's on, or next week when we have Brenda Tenorelli. So all I can do is say thank you so much for your wonderful messages and readings today, Kelly. And I'm sorry we don't have 3 hours. Well, if we had 3 hours, we'd run out of time, wouldn't we?
Probably so. I can't talk fast enough. I wish I could talk faster.
Well, anyway, we still have about five people that have been waiting 36 minutes, and the Skype call has been on there 20 minutes. But I'm so sorry about that. So we're going to say goodbye and God bless. And don't forget, call in next week. We've got Brenda Tenorelli, and she's giving angel messages next week. So thank you. Are you coming back again soon, Kelly?
I will. We can book that time. The other thing I will put a plug in is, like, I actually do come on Wednesdays with Bonnie Albers on air. So if I missed you today, it's like, you know, you can catch me there.
Yeah.
When would you like me back on? Because my calendars, you know, I know you book out, you know, several months in advance, but it's like, you know, I'm sure what you've got going is like whatever date you tell me will work. So
okay, I'll give you a date as soon as we play out. And I'm just going to say goodbye and God bless. We've only like 2 minutes left. I'm just going to play out with a nice uplifting song. I hope it is. Anyway, I wrote it I wrote it and recorded it this month. And it's called Unconditional Love. So I'm just going to say goodbye and God bless. And thank you so much once again. Thank you to the lovely callers, lovely energies there phoning in. And thank you to everybody listening in. So goodbye and God bless. See you next week.
All righty.
Thanks,
thank
Sandra.
You.
Bye. Huh.
Also, thank you, guys.
Thank you, Kelly. I'll get back to you in a minute. Okay. Night. We love you. Hey there, Kelly.
You're
still online.
I'm myself.
Oh, okay. Yeah, me too. I did. 23rd of June, is that okay?
That looks really good. Yes,
ma'am. All right. I'll just pencil you in there. And if you've got any problem, just let me know. Okay, so I'll put Kelly Colton.
I was going to say, my daughter's due date is not until actually about a month later from that. It's like she's due last part of June, first part of August. So it's like I don't anticipate anything.
All right.
But, it's like her second little guy came 2.5 weeks early. So you never know. But, yeah, if something comes up, I absolutely will let you know for sure.
Oh, thank you very much. Okay, then. So,
it felt like shoot the tube, man. It was like, how many people were on? I lost track. I have no idea. There was a lot of folks on today, wasn't there?
I think there was more than 10, but we couldn't get to everybody. But, it's so hard for you, isn't it, when you're trying to give them a good reading and there's so much to get through for each individual person. And I think you couldn't do it in 5 minutes a person, so there was no way,
I don't talk that fast. I wish I could.
I know. It's just a shame. But, it's good that they're all calling in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was sitting there going, God, please. Not really. I could do a meditation today if I have to, but I'd rather read.
Yeah, of course, yeah. We only do the meditation if there's no, calls on there.
Right.
So thanks so much for being on with us, and thank you for the lovely messages. They're brilliant.
Oh, you betcha. Thank you for having me on. I have such fun. It's like you've got such good energy here. And it's like, do you know when Laura is coming on? Laura Perrette?
No, I haven't contacted her yet because I just haven't had time, to be honest. I've been meeting myself coming back for the last week. Well, I was in the studio for 2 days and doing another one that I wrote last week. So it's valid this time.
I liked your new song. That was neat. It's like you've got such good, I don't know, music, lyric, sense of balance, sense of rhythm. It's like it's going, oh, man, it's like you're so creative. That is so cool.
Oh, thanks. Well, the sound is so bad. It's like, you know what I mean? It's going up and down. It's just.
Yeah, but, I think that's the Skype. It's like I think when they actually get to archives.
Yeah, they don't do that as bad. No. Okay, then. So thanks a lot for being guest once again, and I'll see you in June. Did I say 23rd? Yeah, I think I did. Yeah, I did.
Yep, and I got it.
23rd of June. Brilliant. Thanks a lot, then.
You betcha. Thank you.
Message was
awesome
fantastic.
Night
Kevin?
I said, an awesome night where you're at, and it's like, I'm going to go see if there's any painting on the walls, what to do.
Okay, thanks so much again. All right, then.
Thank you,
Denise. Speak soon. Bye.